Kini kita akan simak isu-isu yang muncul dari kampanye pemilu selama ini yang disampaikan oleh Ibu Helen G.
Pajak backpacker dan tarif penalti retail dan industri perhotelan tampaknya mulai menjadi isu besar pada hari ke-9 kampanye pemilu federal. Namun isu perlindungan perbatasanlah yang memicu banyak pertanyaan dan menyinggung kepercayaan di satu sisi. Berikut laporan tersebut. Perdana Menteri telah mendorong sikap keras partai koalisi atas isu perlindungan perbatasan selama kunjungannya ke Pelabuhan Darwin di negara bagian Northern Territory. Malcolm Turnbull telah memperingatkan Partai Buruh dan Partai Hijau yang menempatkan kebijakan saat ini di zona merah. Ia mengatakan, pemimpin oposisi Bill Shorten memiliki setidaknya 25 kandidat yang tidak menyetujui dengan apa yang Shorten sebutkan dengan kebijakan pencari suaka yang efektif.
They are a symptom of a fundamental problem that Mr. Shorten has, which is that the Labour Party does not agree with the government's strong policy on border protection. They do not agree with turning the boats back. And regardless of what they say before the election, we know from the experience of Kevin Rudd's government that they will not perform, that they will fail, that they lack the conviction to be strong in Australia's interests.
Namun Bill Shorten mengatakan Mr. Turnbull tidak mengatakan yang sebenarnya.
He has clearly decided that he's going to say as often as he can that Labor won't tackle the people smugglers, and he's also clearly decided to say as often as he can that in the event of a hung parliament, Labor would form a coalition with the Greens. There is no truth to any aspect or any detail of what he's saying. Mr. Turnbull's clearly been told lies, or he's telling lies. Whatever the case, he ought to stop, and he ought to stop now.
Pemimpin Partai Hijau, Richard Di Natale, mengatakan kebijakan perlindungan perbatasan saat ini sangatlah kejam dan harus dihilangkan, termasuk penahanan luar negeri pencari suaka dan pengungsi.
The Greens want to see those offshore hellholes, those camps closed. That's our position, and it will continue to be our position. We want to see those hellholes closed. We want to see that money being invested into creating safer pathways so that we give people a legitimate choice to be able to come to Australia safely rather than taking those risky boat journeys.
Dalam upaya untuk menenangkan kritikan, pemerintah Turnbull telah menunda pengenalan pajak backpacker tersebut. Wisatawan akan mendapat pajak 32% dari dolar yang mereka terima, memicu kekhawatiran petani dan operator pariwisata bahwa wisatawan tidak akan mempertimbangkan Australia sebagai tujuan wisata. Asisten Bendahara Kelly O'Dwyer mengatakan pajak akan ditangguhkan selama 6 bulan selama menunggu pengulasan dari menteri.
Making sure that we address the issues to do with the taxation and supply of working holiday makers who are coming to this country and making a fantastic contribution, but also looking at much broader issues around labour force, particularly in rural and regional communities, and how it affects our farmers, but also our tourism sector as well, a very critical sector to the Australian economy.
Partai Buruh mengatakan strategi mengulur-ngulur akan menjadi sebuah masalah lain yang akan menyebabkan negara bagian untuk menaikkan penghasilan mereka sendiri dan rencana untuk meningkatkan pajak barang dan jasa. Juru bicara Departemen Keuangan, Chris Bowen, mengatakan pemerintah tidak memahami bagaimana cara untuk mengelola anggaran dan terserah kepada Perdana Menteri untuk menjelaskan bagaimana dengan menunda pajak backpacker akan mempengaruhi perkiraan ekonomi.
For the government. Will they back out the savings? Will they not include the savings in the pre-election economic forecast? Will they ensure that the sector is consulted going forward about the plans? And will they, given this government's track record, will they promise not to make it retrospective, given this government's track record on superannuation? And will they also instruct the tax commissioner today not to start collecting the tax?
Pemimpin Partai Hijau Richard Di Natale mengatakan pajak backpacker perlu dihilangkan selamanya.
My simple response to the Prime Minister is this. Don't delay it. Scrap it. This is a bad tax. It's bad for agriculture. It's bad for tourism. It's bad for the economy.
Sementara itu, Partai Buruh telah mengkonfirmasi akan membatasi perlindungan dari tarif hukuman akhir pekan untuk pekerja di industri retail dan perhotelan dengan pengajuan kepada Fair Work Commission. Partai Hijau dan Serikat sekarang telah meningkatkan tekanan terhadap Partai Buruh untuk mendukung rencana hijau untuk mengabadikan tarif hukuman. Namun Mr. Shorten mengatakan, Partai Hijau ingin mengambil kekuasaan dari wasit independen dan mengharapkan parlemen untuk membuat keputusan tersebut.
And what will happen then is that there's only one Green in the House of Representatives out of 150. It is much more likely that Mr. Turnbull's Liberals could form a government than the Greens. And the problem with that then is we've got, you know, call me old-fashioned, but we've got a very good independent umpire. Or the alternative is giving the Liberals or Conservatives in a future government the power to cut penalty rates which they don't currently enjoy.
Itulah tadi laporan dari Ibu Helen G tentang beberapa isu dari kampanye pemilu itu.